Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Blue Friday, one and all. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
I know that you are wrestling in Tacoma tonight, and I'm sad that I will not be there.
You'll be there in spirit. Shocking that, you know, everyone else in the show is going to be going down, including our big boss. No pressure on me now to put on a fun match when our big, big, big boss is like, I'll come to Tacoma and watch you in spandex.
I cannot wait for his reaction.
I don't think he knows what he's getting into, because that entire crowd hates me, you know, in the pro wrestling kind of way. But they all just start chanting the moment my music hits, F Steve Miggs. And it's deafening in there. And my boss is going to be there. And it's going to be awesome.
Has he ever been to a wrestling match ever?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But he popped in. We were all talking about it. Sarah's coming. Danny's going to be there.
You guys just hang out without me now. It's fine.
Well, you get invited. You just choose to do other things. You didn't come to emo night. Now you're not coming to SOS Pro Wrestling.
I got to go to Portland. It's all good.
Have to. Yeah.
Have to.
Has to go
just
to
like
Portland.
She had to stay home last weekend.
I had to.
Had to,
no
guys.
Way she could get a babysitter.
I'm feeling sick. Oh, well, I'm feeling better. But I already made plans with other people. So I can't make it.
Wow, I'm feeling very shamed.
You should. You should feel shamed. Shame.
I do want. I want a full recap of how it goes with the big boss. All right.
I cannot wait. I am so excited that he's going to be there.
He is finally going to see your freak flag.
Yes, he really is.
Proud.
Yes,
it's going to be so awesome.
Let's just say there's fur, there's spandex, there's lights. There's cursing.
He has no idea.
And I'm beating up a handicapped hero.
Oh my gosh.
Gregory Iron.
And where is this happening tonight?
Edison Square in Tacoma.
All right, Rockaholics. You know, we'll see you there.
Outside of like knowing what's going on, that just sounded like you were describing a porn.
It does, right?
There's fur, there's lights, there's spandex, and screaming.
Lots of screaming. Click on that thumbnail. Tonight, Edison Square in Tacoma. Danny V's going to be there. Sarah's going to be there. Our big boss Dave's going to be there. And no Taryn Daly.
Nope. I'll see you in Portland. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Fur, Spandex, and Palace Law. I bet Patrick Palace would come out too.
Hell yeah.
Let's get everybody out tonight. Today is National Drummer Day, so I won't be beating on the drums, but I'll be beating on Gregory Iron tonight.
Get him.
So I was looking for like random drummer jokes, and I came across though this comedian who had an hilarious bit about a popular drummer that nobody even remembers who he is or knows who he is because, well, he's just kind of incognito a little bit, like just unassuming. And here's Nish Kumar, who's a comedian, talking about said drummer.
I've realized that the musician I want to be is the drummer from Coldplay. Because that dude is rich and no one knows who he is. I'm obsessed with the idea that this guy has the best life in the world. And I was telling my friend about this, and she tried to tell me something that she was trying to portray as a bad thing. Apparently, he loves Game of Thrones, so he said to HBO, can I be in Game of Thrones? And they were like, yeah, man, you're the drummer from Coldplay. You can do literally anything you want. We'll restart The Sopranos if that's something that will make you happy, right? Now, he's in Game of Thrones. The Red Wedding is an important episode of Game of Thrones, right? He is in The Red Wedding. Guess what he is doing in The Red Wedding? He is the drummer in the wedding band. That is the extent to which this guy's anonymity is a borderline superpower. He is in the most famous episode of one of the most popular television shows in the world, doing the thing he is famous for, and no one notices.
This is brilliant.
I love that.
I just thought that was so awesome. I also love last night, RC Seattle Kraken extended their winning streak to three games. Three whole games they've won in a row. They ended up winning 3-1, one of them being an empty netter by Brandon Tanev, who has Tanev has four goals in the last three games. Jaden Schwartz, he scored a goal. That was his 200th career goal. That was awesome. Matty Beniers had a sick goal as well. And the other goal was scored by a former Kraken player, and that's Ryan Donato. So all the Kraken were scoring yesterday. Up next for them tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Islanders.
Also from the world of sports, veteran Seattle Mariners broadcaster Dave Sims is leaving the team after 20 years to become the new radio voice of the New York Yankees on WFAN.
Yet again, the Yankees are taking Mariners, not just players, but also announcers.
Some of his most memorable Mariners calls over the years include Felix Hernandez's perfect game and Cal Raleigh's playoff-clinching home run.
3-2 to Cal. The pitch from Acevedo.
I remember when the Mariners made the playoffs once. Do you guys remember? Thanks, Danny.
Ouch. That was rough. Ouch.
Hey, tonight's a reason not only to come to SOS Pro Wrestling in Edison Square, but at some point go outside and take a look at what they call the most stunning of all the supermoons, and that is called the Beaver Moon.
The Super Beaver.
The Super Beaver. So tonight's the night to go check out the Beaver Moon, as one meteorologist explains why it's called that.
This is known as the Beaver Moon, as it's often the time that beavers begin to go into their shelters.
Yes, they do.
Also, again, out of context, porn.
Right? Today's show is brought to you by the letter P for porn. Last night, the Eagles, I don't know if anyone has Saquon Barkley in our fantasy. Son of a bitch.
And we're going up against him, too.
Son of a bitch.
He's also Sarah's new boyfriend.
Oh, he's so hot. Over 30 points, he got us.
Including two touchdowns in 20 seconds as the Eagles beat the Commanders 26-18. The Eagles are now 8-2 in the NFC West.
To make it even worse, guess who our quarterback is? The quarterback for the Commanders.
Son of a bitch. Hopefully we don't say that on Sunday as the Seahawks will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And speaking of the Seahawks, this morning at 7:20 a.m. we'll be joined by defensive end Miles Adams. That's going to be a lot of fun getting to chat with Miles. Number 95 for your Seattle Seahawks. As far as weather, 47 degrees and cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Mike Tyson gave the most incredible, strange, deep, and awkward interview.
To be honest with you, I've watched this interview six times, and every time I keep laughing.
It's with a 13-year-old girl. You seriously don't want to miss
amazing.
It. We'll play it for you at 6:20.
Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is finally over. Tonight is the night. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, and it's on Netflix. And yesterday, Mike Tyson did a lot of weird things, but one of the weird things was an interview with Jazzy, who is a 13-year-old girl, and let's just say it was odd.
So, the pain of it, I pulled up the pic just so you could see what Jazzy is adorable. Jazzy's got her own little vibe going on with like her sunglasses and like a flashy top as well. She just seems adorable. And I've seen these before, especially in the world of wrestling. There's like this kid, he's like 8 or 9 years old, and he interviews the wrestlers and they let their guard down and they have fun. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. Mike Tyson with a cute, adorable 13-year-old girl. So you think that this interview is going to be just like very wholesome. It got deep in a very weird way. I didn't edit any of this. Usually I would, because I want you guys to go on an adventure. And that is the Mike Tyson adventure. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time.
Now, that is a great point to bring up. I didn't even think about it. I'm like, wow, you know, there's so many people that just know him as tattooed face, hangover. Mm-hmm. Wacky podcast, pigeon farmer, but they don't know him as the boxer.
And here we go.
What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that?
This poor kid at this point has no idea what to say.
She was not expecting that.
No, and he's staring at her in the most intense way. It's like being like in a party with somebody who maybe did a little too many party favors, and they go on like a tangent, and they're kind of scaring you.
And you can't get out.
Yes.
You're trapped.
What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me?
Oh my I was God. Hoping that she would then respond to that with.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that.
That poor kid.
It's at that moment that this sends her on the road to being like a journalistic, like Pulitzer Prize winning reporter type person, because now she knows how to handle the heavy stuff.
She did handle it really well. I think I would have just blanked and ran away.
Or it's this moment where she just retires her microphone and gets into Pokemon. One or the other. We don't know which adventure that Jazzy's going to go towards, but props to her for just standing there and dealing with strange Mike Tyson.
She was the boss. So maybe Mike Tyson doesn't care so much about his legacy, but what about
legacy
you?
Legacy is nothing.
It's nothing. But what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What kind of legacy do you hope to leave behind? The more ridiculous, the better. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of legacy are you hoping to leave behind, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of the text messages are coming in are great. One person says, I want to have the legacy of being the first person to convince Steve and Sarah that soup is amazing.
It is.
Wow.
You know you're going to have to go to your grave without ever being able to say that. I'm so sorry. Because it's good. It's just not a full-on meal. Okay. It's a whole other conversation. You could download yesterday's podcast, Daily Mix Daily Podcast, on the Odyssey app. Someone said, my children are my legacy, and what they carry on after I'm gone, that's the only thing that really matters to me. Everything else is just fleeting, just a moment in time. And then we got another text that says, I would like to leave them something to have when I'm gone, and that could be considered a legacy, but I see it as a must for most parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think about my kid a lot when it comes to like what legacy is. And it's weird because it does kind of connect to it, because I recently experienced Tatum being embarrassed like she was somewhere and some lady, I'm glad I wasn't there because it would have gotten awkward. It was like an adult that like almost like got upset with Tatum about something that she was just being sweet. And then Tatum was just so embarrassed, started crying. Sid had to like try to calm her down. There was no calming her down. She brings her home. She's still crying. I'm holding her. And all I'm thinking is like, that's something that's important to me. And as dumb as it is, why I do like the wrestling stuff, why I always just share stupid stuff about me, because I just... My legacy is hopefully I don't give an F if I'm embarrassed. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me so long as I'm doing what I feel is the best version of me.
I love that.
And like part of the wrestling thing is for years I didn't want to do it because I was like, oh, my parents, everyone's like, no, grow up. Don't do that. And now I'm just at that point, I guess with age that comes wisdom.
Sure.
I'm like, who cares? Like, who cares? And I hope one day my daughter will look at her dad and be like, yeah, he's kind of embarrassing and he's kind of an idiot, but he's unapologetic about it and I can appreciate that.
Totally. Yeah. I love that.
What about you?
I would say, obviously, you know, my child is my legacy, but, you know, I want to be remembered for being a good mom. I want to be remembered for, you know, taking care of my community and giving back to my community. But most importantly, I want to be remembered for the fact that my Tupperware drawer is so well organized.
Well, you accomplished that, but what about the other things? I don't feel like you've nailed that just yet.
I'm very proud of my Tupperware.
All right, so we got Danny and Sarah in here. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Let's start with Danny. What do you think Danny wants his legacy to be?
The greatest emo night DJ to ever DJ.
Well, I've been there, and he's nailed it. He's crushed it.
He is the best.
He's way better than the emo night guys in Dallas that I went and saw. You know, I think with Danny, he just wants to make sure that people will continue to rock the wallet chain.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're both wrong. I just want to be remembered as the guy who will eat anything. I love food.
This is why he's so popular with the ladies.
Everything that is put in front of me. Ooh. Soup. Goat. Pizza.
You have?
Spray lobster all over Sarah before I eat it.
The duck. You want to go check out that place that Keith Lee, the TikTok guy, went to?
King's Barbecue.
So bad. So yeah, that's when I want my legacy.
And don't forget when you just eat raw onions like they're apples.
Oh, so good.
I mean, Walla Walla sweet onion, you can eat like an apple.
Ew.
For sure.
Don't encourage him.
No. Thank you.
Sarah, I think Sarah's legacy
She's here for a good time, not a long time.
That is it.
Yeah.
Like, if I
already know.
If I have one phone call to make and it's guaranteed fun, it's going to Sarah. That's who I'm calling.
Whenever the four of us are out.
Fun.
You know, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, it's not fun, Taryn.
Because with Taryn, things get weird with you rather quickly when you drink.
Yeah.
They do.
Is that considered fun?
I don't know. But I need a handler and a babysitter.
Because I think about when the four of us are out and when like Taryn's like, I'm shutting it down. I'm like, that's probably a good idea.
Like, you've hit your limit.
And then I look at Sarah and I'm like, I feel like I'll be up until 3-4 in the morning with this girl.
Yeah. And everyone else in their 40s, they like give up on the partying, right? Like everyone's like kind of like accepted their fate. So she just wants to be the eternal party girl even as she turns 45 next year.
I feel like it's just in me. That is just, I just have to accept that this is who I am. No matter what age I'm at. I'm always going to want to have a good time.
I love that.
Which is what I kind of love about you, is that like you're just a loving wife. Like you adore your husband. You'll do anything for him. But then also, if you're out on a weekend, it's just like you're just full on crazy mode.
I'm crazy. I'm like, do not wait up for me, babe.
Someone says, I think we need to see a picture of your Tupperware drawer now.
Oh, it's a spectacle.
I was going to say, she's going to go to the Container Store and take a picture of it.
And Marty and Yum said, yep, Danny did eat that hot-ass chip for charity after all.
That's very nice, Danny.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? I would like to point out, by the way, that he's only 6 losses away from hitting 100 losses.
Oh, crap. And we're the year's almost over.
It is.
Might be able to go the whole year without going triple digits.
325 wins, 94 losses, and 55 ties in 2024.
Let's go.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.